You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Senior NBA writer for Sporting News, Steph Noe. And Steph, look, let's go ahead and just rip the Band-Aid off. I know you just talked to our producer, Dylan Matthews, behind the glass. He put out a top five list for Nintendo games, and everybody's got a top Nintendo game. I don't know if you got one, but no GoldenEye, no Mario Kart 64, no Tecmo Bowl. This man just completely swung and missed on everything he said.
Well, I'm here for my take. I'll see if I swing and miss too.
Put it on us.
You know, in our industry and NBA writing, there's so much money going into sports betting. I need some of that money to go into Super Smash Brothers because I will take anyone in that game for any price.
Wow. No,
you and Dylan can have a Smash Brothers.
I was
going to
say, oh my goodness, man.
I'm so excited.
He feels so validated behind that glass right now, so thank you for that, at least having his back just a little bit.
All-time great, yeah.
Well, you know, the thing about it, to get to the so we can agree on, or maybe disagree on sports as well as video games, is the winner in the Western Conference of this Anthony Edwards SGA showdown, and I know they're not necessarily going to be guarding each other the whole time and that kind of stuff, but is this kind of the future of the sport and the future face of the sport, whoever comes out of the Western Conference Finals?
I think whoever comes out of that series is probably going to win the championship. And, yeah, Anthony Edwards has been the best player in every series so far in these playoffs. But, you know, we're probably going to get the MVP announcements, I would guess, in the next couple days. And Shea's going to win that one. So, yeah, even if Ant beats Shea, I think Shea is still kind of ahead in that race for the face of the league.
Steph, I'm going to follow that up. I think this is a simple question for you. Maybe it's not. I threw it at Dylan earlier. Which one of these guys, if I gave you SGA, Halliburton, Brunson, and Ant-Man, which one of those four is more important to their team's success in the long run? Which of those four guys are you taking?
Most important. That's a good question. I would have to say Anthony Edwards, just because the other guys have a lot of depth on their team. Ant just kind of carries that office. Now, Julius Randle has been – he has his reputation of being like kind of a playoff choke artist, I guess is what you call it. But he's been really good this year, so Ant's had a little bit more help than we might have thought in the beginning of the playoffs. But still, he's just the guy that's driving that team.
Well, in the final teams we've got in the NBA playoffs, Thunder, Pacers, Wolves, they haven't brought home an NBA title. And the Knicks haven't done it in more than half a century. So which franchise do you think winning the NBA championship would mean the most to?
So that's controversial here. You're not including the Sonics as part of the Thunder. Because the Sonics won, I believe, in, I want to say, 73 or 79, one of those 2 years. But as far as who it would be the most important to, I mean, I guess I have to pick one of the teams that has just never won it. So, you know, like Minnesota probably doesn't get enough attention in the national media on guys like me that are just looking for the most clicks. So I would root for them, I would say.
Well, if the NFL's taught me anything, to back up Allie on that, you know, Cleveland, when they went to Baltimore, they kind of suddenly started over as when Cleveland re-emerged in football. They just kind of kept all their old stats, you know.
So
I kind of got a backer there. You know, the guy that has came out of nowhere, not only came out of nowhere, but it's been a huge key in this playoff run for OKC is Alex Caruso. What has happened where he's suddenly – just a couple points better a game, better with his assists, getting more steals. What's happened to where he's become such an impact player down this stretch playoff run?
You're really speaking to my heart here, because Caruso is probably my favorite player in the league. I think the biggest thing that's changed for him is he has gotten off a horrendous Bulls team. I grew up in Chicago, so I watched a lot of Bulls games, and I was the only one. You know, there was one person watching those games, but he has always kind of done this, and I think people are going to be surprised too. You know, he was guarding Nikola Jokic very well. I mean, that's kind of the reason why they won Game 7. But he's going to be up against Julius Randle in this next round. Now, people might think that Julius Randle has a lot of weight, a lot of height on Caruso. They might think that Caruso's not going to be able to hold up in that matchup. When he was on the Bulls, he was the main guy on Julius Randle, and he completely shut him down. So I'm expecting him to put on another show in this next round.
Steph, I want to talk a little bit about your article that you put out. And I got to tell you, man, like, you know, as far as headline grabbers and stuff that makes you want to read, you're talking about pigeons and ducks in the NBA, and you kind of reference Ja Morant. There's a number, our guy here, Larry Nance, is another guy that's brought it up over the course of the last few years. Tell the people out there that are listening, and you can reference your article, the ducks and the pigeons that are in the NBA right now.
Sure. You know, I think it's super interesting that NBA players, they have their own kind of language that we're not necessarily familiar with. So one of the terms that they use is, if you're a really bad defender that's going to get hunted on the floor, you're either called a pigeon or a duck. And what we've seen in these playoffs, which is what I wrote about over at Sporting News, is that if you keep that label and you're not able to defend your position or defend in a mismatch, your team's going home. You know, Tyler Hero, his Heat team lost by the biggest point differential in a playoff sweep in that first round against the Cavs. The Cavs tried to do the same thing against Tyrese Haliburton, and Haliburton played pretty good defense, which is why the Pacers have made it to their second consecutive conference finals here. So it's a huge part of the playoffs. And yeah, just kind of like an interesting window into, you know, behind the curtain of the NBA.
Steph, I think that the NBA playoffs are too long. To start in April and to end basically the last week of June is a little much. But Aaron Gordon has some comments after that series that he thinks they should get, you know, 2 days off no matter what, travel or not, which would essentially add, I guess, another month and a half to the playoffs. Is the NBA season too long? Should they maybe start in December and maybe bring it down to, like, I don't know, maybe 54 or 62 games or something like that? Or should they actually give these guys 2 days off? What is a fix for this in your mind?
So what I've learned is that fans hate seeing us media guys talk about how we want long. So I cannot advocate for less games, even though I do think it would make for a better product. You know, I think that the reason why the NFL has kind of an edge on the NBA is that each game in the NFL is just so critically important, whereas in the NBA, a couple games here and there if you're a fan, and you're really not going to fall behind on what's happening too much until we get to the playoffs. I do agree with Gordon, though, that, like, pushing these guys, you know, in the conference finals too, it's every other day. So you're just not going to get quite as good of a product. But at the end of the day, you know, money talks, and that's what makes the most money for the league and for the players.
He is senior NBA writer for Sporting News, Steph Noe. Steph, getting us set for the conference finals tonight, man. We appreciate you stopping by.
Yeah, appreciate you guys, and thank you for validating my Nintendo take.
Look, that served everybody well. Dylan was like, yes, yes. Appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. You can find him at Steph Noe, N-O-H, on X and on Twitter, man. So good stuff. We'll be excited to see that matchup tonight as well. Timberwolves taking on the Thunder on ESPN. Thunder 7.5-point favorites in that one. That game starts at 8:30. We also, look, man, before we get out of here, let's talk a little bit more about Spencer Strider taking the bump tonight. Bo, you mentioned it, your expectations. If you could just get a quality start, 6 innings, 3 earned, 7 Ks, you know, a couple of walks thrown in there, I think we'd all be okay with that as long as you come out healthy.
Yeah.
And you're doing Spencer Strider things.
Well, look, Spencer Strider's not a guy that just screams no hitter to me just because of the how fast he throws. He's got essentially 2.5 pitches, and guys can get contact on him, you know, and put balls in play. I just need 6 innings. I need, you know, 100 pitches or less. I think that's probably what he's going to be. I do think there'll be a little bit of a limitation on him. I don't think they want him going more than 100. I don't think they want him really going more. Now, depending on pitch count, more than 7 innings, I think, would be it if he made it there. He's not a guy that, though, Allie, he doesn't pitch in. He doesn't pitch late in the games, really. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, he'll have a seventh inning game, but the most of the time, he's got 12 strikeouts and 5 2/3 with like 110 pitches. You know, yeah.
And that's how it is when you have strikeout pitchers. They're not pitching to contact. They usually don't go that late in games, right? And that's, you know, that's one of the concerns, I think, to your point about what his pitch limit might be tonight.
Well,
I think it's going to come down to what the inning break is. Like, so if he's going from the fifth to the sixth and he's already at 90, I think he's done.
There's two different types. There's a power pitcher, and the guys that have like the Schillings and the Randy Johnsons that had a ton of strikeouts back in their day, the Smoltzes, they had an arsenal of pitches they could out pitches.
Yeah,
I don't think. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Al, you follow baseball. Mm-hmm. You're the first lady of baseball in this city.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Whatever you think, but to me, he just doesn't scream that guy. He's not a guy with multiple out pitches that can go deep in games. I think he wants to be, and I think he's trying to be. I just don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, and last time we had him, we only got 5 innings before the injury happened. So I don't know if you guys saw it yesterday circulating on Twitter, but someone did an AI-generated like City Connect uniform for the Braves, and it was bubble wrap around Spencer Strider. That's all I'm hoping for tonight is we get through it. He comes out healthy and ready to go again later on.
Yeah, I'm with you. And obviously the bubble wrap would serve well for Ronald Acuna as he hopefully heads back in the lineup during Keith Urban's concert on Friday night.
Yeah.
Hopefully Saturday. Let's go for Saturday, Ronnie.
Oh, man. I think that's going to be funny to keep track of. But look, Spencer Strider being back, nothing but a good thing. I think that Craig Kimbrell fits into this fold very, very soon as well. And Ronald Acuna being back. I mean, it just – I don't know. We're getting close to June, and we feel like we're getting whole.
He's a guy that Kimbrell is got to – I think he's got to show you he can do multiple back-to-back days. Up until this weekend, he had not had back-to-back appearances.
Yeah.
And I think they want to do that. Maybe they might even want to do it for a week. You know, like, and what I mean is back-to-back, day off, back-to-back – or day, maybe 2 days off and back-to-back.
Sure.
Because that's what they want. We get so stuck, and I see it so much about – I can't believe they pulled him at 87 pitches. And we had the conversation the other day, and I don't think you were being that guy, Mike. I think you were just asking because you thought he could go back out. I think it's important to manage these guys because these pitchers have grown up pitching year-round, which is what they used to not do. And they don't pitch anymore. They just sling it out there. They throw hard.
Max effort, yeah.
And it's more wear and tear. Your goal is to get to October – with Chris Sale healthy, didn't happen last year. Strider healthy, which didn't happen a couple years ago. With Max Fried, when he was here, didn't happen a couple years ago. So ideally, you want Schwellenbach, who's going to pitch mornings than he's ever pitched this year. AJ Smith-Shawver, who is on pace to pitch mornings than he ever pitched this year. Chris Sale, who's pitched mornings and he's pitching a few years, because remember, he wasn't healthy for a while. You want to get those guys healthy late in the season and if you're in contention, and you have to do that by managing them. And that's the thing about Strider. That's what they're doing with Kimbrell. And that's really what they're probably doing, going to try to do with Ronald, too, even though he's not a pitcher, but still.
Brian Snicker told us on our very first day on the show that you need 12 or 13 starting pitchers to make it through the course of a season. That has held true every year that he's been here, seemingly, and continues to hold true now. So we'll keep track of Spencer Strider tonight. Guys, we'll be right back at the same time, same place tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to keep you updated on the NBA playoffs and Spencer Strider's re-debut, we're calling it. Shout out to Grant McCauley for taking all the shells today. Shout out to Dylan for the same thing on the socials. Make sure you follow along. You can catch all the show on the Odyssey app. Until tomorrow morning, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.